The capacity of small island developing states to effectively move towards the achievement of their development objectives in the areas of transport, waste management, chemicals, mining, and sustainable consumption and production patterns must be viewed against the backdrop of the ongoing effects of the recent economic and financial crisis. That's what Grenada's representative, Ambassador Decima Williams, told the Commission on Sustainable Development as it began a session aimed at taking policy decisions on practical measures to bolster implementation on five areas. Again, transport, waste management, chemicals, mining and sustainable consumption and production patterns, and the increasing volatility of the prices of food, fuel and other commodities on which the economies of small island developing states are heavily dependent. Speaking on behalf of the Alliance of Small Island States, AOSIS, Ambassador Williams said this increasing volatility bears heavily on the economies of small island developing states in addition to the burden of the impacts of climate change. And she noted that challenges such as these have undoubtedly depleted the already limited capacities of AOSIS to pursue their overall development agenda.
AOSIS will continue to make known its priority issues within the key thematic clusters during these 2 weeks ahead of us. But today we would like to take the opportunity to highlight some of these main issues. Transport and communication are the lifelines of the SIDS within our own countries as well as within each other and the outside world. Furthermore, the impacts of climate change have severely negative effects on the transport capacity of SIDS, given the close proximity of our transport infrastructure to the coasts and to rising sea levels. This year, the Secretary General's report on policy options and actions for expediting progress in implementation with relevance to transport states that transport and mobility are essential preconditions for sustainable development. Clearly, therefore, transport remains at the heart of sustainable development, and SIDS remain at a disadvantage, which makes this a major impediment to the growth of the SIDS economies. These factors, in addition to the geographic remoteness which characterizes most SIDS, mean that transportation costs are quite exorbitant and they are constraints for these states and their ability to provide reliable and efficient air, land, and maritime transport services.
Ambassador Williams stressed that AOSIS looked forward to the outcome document reflecting the prioritization of adequate and sustained international support to address the high and increasing costs of transport services and communication in small island developing states through support for improved infrastructure and networks and climate proofing. This, she said, is especially so given that the Commission on Sustainable Development is the primary intergovernmental forum for monitoring the implementation of the Mauritius Strategy and the Barbados Programme of Action.
SIDS are committed to effective management of waste, and while significant progress has been reported for some SIDS, research shows otherwise for the majority. There remain numerous challenges which must be addressed as a matter of urgency, given the negative effects which poor waste management practices are having on the sustainability of maritime areas, health, food supplies, and tourism in SIDS. One major challenge has been the flooding of waste disposal sites due to their proximity to coastal areas. The transboundary movement of hazardous waste and chemicals also affect the maritime ecosystems of SIDS, given that their economic and environmental sustainability and their livelihoods are intrinsically linked with the sea. It is for this reason that more effective regional mechanisms have to be developed to protect SIDS oceans and their coastal zones from ship-generated wastes and challenges posed by the transboundary movement of hazardous wastes.
Ambassador Williams said the Small Island Developing State supported the recommendation of an earlier Commission on Sustainable Development intersessional conference on building partnerships for moving towards zero waste for the promotion of the three R's leading to reduction of waste at its sources and the reduction of the total volume of waste requiring disposal, as well as the reuse and recycle of waste. And on the subject of chemicals,
the use of chemicals continue to be necessary in the economic development of all countries, including of SIDS. Therefore, the need to manage chemicals in an environmentally sound manner, as highlighted in Agenda 21 and in the Johannesburg Program of Implementation, remains relevant to this day. We continue to support the effective implementation of the main chemicals-related multilateral environmental agreements, namely the Stockholm, Basel, and Rotterdam Conventions, as well as the Montreal Protocol. However, the fulfillment of all the obligations under many of these treaties remain a major challenge for developing countries, especially for SIDS. In this regard, we request that a comprehensive global financing strategy for chemicals be developed as a matter of priority to support implementation of these MEAs by developing country parties. It is also necessary to further enhance the support given to regional technical centers designated under the Basel and Stockholm Conventions so that they can effectively respond to the needs of their constituents.
Grenada's representative to the United Nations, Ambassador Decima Williams. This is Don Bob reporting.